Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lies and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best when Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. Thank God for all of you listening far and near. And once again, may the Lord bless you, your family, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Friday, and this is Love Thy Neighbor segment, where for the most part we are in this night of prayer, that we will pray for others. We will pray concerning whoever the Lord will put on our heart. And as we await for my brother, Brother Eddie Lee and his sisters to join us to head this off, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God once again for this opportunity he's given us to come before you guys with the word of God. Amen. Truly indeed, it is most definitely a blessing. Amen. And I want to give a quick word to those you listening. Hey, Jesus is the number one person who deserves worship. And be careful of man who leads you to worship them or even get to a point where they allow you to worship them. Be very careful. You know, in the book of Revelation, when John the Revelator went to fall down and kneel before the angel to worship him, the angel let him know quickly. He said, no, get up. He said, worship God. He said, I am of thy brethren, the prophets. Okay, so a true angel of the Lord, definitely, if you were to try to bow down and worship him, would tell you quickly, get up. You know, true worship belongs to Jesus Christ. And so we're living in this time where people are elevating man and they're worshiping. And there are some of those who are being elevated by man and allowing themselves to be worshiped. Now, we are to give honor where honor is due. That is a boundary. And when you go over that, what is legally honor that the Lord allows, you get into the area of worship and many other things that are not of God. So my word to you all is to be very careful that you let no man cause you to worship him. So on that note, we want to open up with prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you this day, thanking you, Lord, for the many things, Lord God, that you have blessed us, strengthening our body, healing, deliverance, vision, hearing, spiritual blessings in heavenly places, physical blessings. We thank you for it all. And dear Lord, we pray today for your people who have been going on missionary works into these other countries, who have been faced with the highest level of persecution. Dear Lord, whose lives have been threatened, whom they themselves may have been beaten, spit upon, cut, shot at, you name it, for the gospel's sake. I pray, Lord, that they will be stronger and stronger in you. I pray that dear Lord, you would do a work in their spirit to make them immovable, to make them firm to in keeping your word and your commandments, that no man or no demon or devil could move them. I pray for your people in other countries who have accepted you as Lord, but facing the persecution as well. I pray, dear Lord, that you will make them so ever strong, that you will strengthen them in the ordeal that they're facing. And dear Lord, I pray today that every need that they have, that it will be met by the power of your word. That, dear Lord, today that they will give you the glory and honor and praise that you so much deserve. I thank you, Lord, for such an opportunity to pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that everyone that comes on this broadcast tonight who utter up a prayer unto you, Lord, I pray that you will pour your anointing upon them as they pray. And I pray that they would pray with such power that it would shake the even places of the enemy. I pray, Lord, that on this day and hour, that those who have been interceding and facing attacks by the enemy, Lord, may you raise them up. Raise them up for your glory. That, Lord, that you may be magnified in the mighty name of Jesus. And, dear Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for watching over your people and sending your angels to protect them, Lord God, even as they encounter the evil. And dear Lord, I thank you today that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I am grateful, Lord God, to this day that, Lord, you're blessing them in such a way that, dear Lord, that in the name of Jesus, you are strengthening them at this hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you do, gonna do in the name of Jesus Christ. For, Lord, you are worthy to be praised and you are worthy to be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up. In the name of Jesus, glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name of our Lord. Hallelujah to the name of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for remembering your people who have been going through, Lord God. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we have been facing attack by the enemy on their finances. Lord God, I pray that you will bless them financially, Lord God, and bless them with overflow in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, that they may sow back into the kingdom, that they may sow, thank you, Jesus, and be a blessing, hallelujah, to those who stand in need. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are so worthy to be glorified and to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you too, working miracles in the lives of your people, blessing them, Lord God, and touching their bodies and raising them up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for restoring what the enemy has taken. Thank you, Jesus. You are restoring, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, to your people what the enemy has taken. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Once again, if you have any particular prayer requests, just call in. 515-605-9887. Or once again, if you don't like giving it over there, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So many things are going on in this day and time, people, that we, on the individual level, is going to have to know the Lord God for ourselves. Amen. We're going to have to know him for ourselves because there's so many things happening, so much going on, and so much is being exposed. You're starting to see the hearts of men who, quote, have claimed to be of God. You're starting to see manifestations of the flesh in their lives. You're starting to see this starting to be revealed because these are the days that there will be uncoverings. This is the year that not only that God is going to reveal things that is going to be an encouragement and a joy to our hearts, but he's going to allow some things to be revealed of a truth that, you know, was evil and undermining and done your way that, hey, he would be you, let it be used as a warning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray for someone who is suffering back pain. I mean, excruciating back pain. I want to pray, Father, touch that back right now. And Lord, remove what is causing that back to be in such great pain. Remove it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Touch that knee, that person that's being bothered with a bad knee problem. Lord, touch that knee. Touch it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yes, we are living in a time right now that we will have to and need to come closer to Christ because it's so much, people, it's so much stuff being revealed about, quote, some of the, quote, church folks and all of that, that is, you know, some stuff is mind-blowing. And you can see the error and the things that's going on within the Christian community that is showing something that is not pretty. Okay? Hallelujah. So this is why if you got a minister, a pastor that is teaching you the unadulterated word of God and has also encouraged you to come closer to Christ and get to know him yourself, my advice to you is take heed to that, what he's telling you. Because I'm telling you, people, that there are more things, especially this year, that is going to be uncovered that you're going to have to be in a place with the Lord in order to stand it. There's going to be some things that's going to be revealed to some of you that, you know, it's going to be real heavy, okay? And unless you know Christ, or getting to know him. You're not going to be able to, you know, it's going to be too heavy to even handle. And this is what we're looking at now, because there's a lot of things, you know, and I've looked at this just this, what, second month in the year, and I can already see some things, not only just around me, but in a bigger platform, in the you know, the country scene, the global scene, I'm already seeing some things that, you know, it's like, you know, well, some of you may understand what it's like when you're going, you see, you ever feel like you're going into a new era, that there's such a change, you know, amen, that you're going into, you know, I kind of, you know, kind of like, you know, some of you have experienced that when you have lost a loved one close to you that been, you know, around you for quite a few years and you lose them, whether it's a mother or father or grandmother or grandfather, that when you lose them, you know, you can kind of tell it's like you slipping into another era, into another, I want to say almost like a time frame or something. Well, people, I'm telling you now, the things that's being uncovered and laid out and revealed even thus far this year, okay? And it's some more things that is going to be uncovered and unveiled. And the Lord just wants you to be in a place where you would hear his voice and be led by his spirit, okay, into what to do. Because there are going to be some things that you're going to have to really make a very wise decision in your action. For some of you, it may be an action that just affect you personally, or it may be an action that can affect people corporately, okay? So you want the wisdom of God to be with you when you have to do such an act. Amen? And so I'm telling you, people, I, you know, just these first 2 months into the year thus far, we already has come across some things. You know, we've seen, you know, what, you know, preachers are doing in the New Year's Eve celebration per se, and we're going to swag and surf and all this stuff. You know, you seeing things that you're shaking your head and say, I never thought I would see such a day as this. And people, this is such a day as this, okay? Got to stay prayed up in the Lord. Very important, okay? Very important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you got to press on. You know, for many of you who have accepted the call of the Lord on your life to do a particular work, and to you it looks like it's becoming harder and harder to do it. We got to understand we have an enemy. His name is Satan. And there was no way he wants to let you just waltz in and just do and bring glory to God. So, you know, he's doing what he can to prevent some things. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
Well, God bless. I'm doing good.
Amen. So definitely it is another blessed day and time, but I just want to encourage you all and to warn you of these days that we're seeing. And thus far, these first 2 months into the year, we've already been seeing some things, and some things already being manifest. And one of the greatest of it is, you know, people who, quote, are church folks, very popular, well-known people. Some things are coming out already. You might well say late 2023, even coming into this new year. And there's more things that's going to be unveiled, okay? So I'm saying to you all that's listening, you know, be prepared in the Lord for the things that is about to be unveiled, especially this year in 2024, because there are some things that is going to be disclosed by the Lord. And keep your prayer life open unto the Lord. I know some of you who've been intercessory in prayer may have been suffering attacks from the enemy, because the enemy definitely don't want intercession and supplication prayer to go forth. Okay, so those who are doing it on the behalf of others, I know that maybe you are facing some heavy attack from the enemy. But in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit. And we bind that spirit that's been sent by Satan to attack the people of God. Lord, we pray that you will put a protective shield around your people,
yes,
and
Lord,
keep them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
we pray that they will be covered in the blood of Christ from the top of their head to the very sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord.
We
Lord,
pray
Jesus,
that every attack that has been on their skeletal,
yes,
system,
Lord,
will be removed. Every attack on the muscular system will be,
yes,
removed.
Lord,
the circulatory,
you,
system, in the name of Jesus, every attack,
yes,
on it to be removed.
Jesus.
In,
yes,
the name,
Lord,
of Jesus Christ.
Thank
the
you,
Lord,
Jesus,
that your people can rise up and do,
yes,
the work,
Lord,
that you have called them to do. Father,
yes,
that you will,
Lord,
raise,
Jesus,
them off their death beds. You will raise them off their sick beds.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Lord God, that,
thank
you would destroy,
Jesus,
these diseases that's been holding them back,
yes,
having them bound, that has been discouraging,
yes,
them, that have brought them to the depths of depression, that has caused,
yes,
them,
Lord,
to be oppressed in their mind, in their body. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes, Lord,
I pray,
yes,
in Jesus'
Lord,
name, that,
yes,
you will preserve,
Lord,
your people in this hour,
yes, Lord,
and help them to overcome the things of temptation,
thank you, Lord,
that the enemy brings before them. I pray,
yes,
that,
Lord,
even in the hour where their faith is weak, that they will not,
yes,
yield to the temptation of the enemy, but that,
thank
on
you,
their,
Jesus,
stand, that they may become strong.
Yes,
I pray,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, for marriages that you have put together where the enemy has been attacking. I pray, Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord,
for reconciliation,
yes,
among,
Lord,
the,
Jesus,
couples in Christ. I pray,
yes,
that those,
Lord,
who have not gotten in line with your word, or Christians that are married, unsaved people, would get in line with your word.
Yes,
Father, that,
yes,
they would,
you,
hear the word, to be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. I pray,
yes,
that for that Christian who is seeking to be married, that God, that you would bless them with wisdom, that they would take,
yes,
heed,
Lord,
to the word of God in the name of,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
that they would not become united with that which,
yes,
caused,
Lord,
them to be unequally yoked. Father, I,
thank,
pray,
you,
that they will have the discernment to see even the enemy who seeks to send someone their way. Father,
yes,
in the,
Lord,
name of Jesus Christ,
thank,
open their,
Jesus,
eyes, that they may see the,
yes,
enemy and see his plan, in the,
yes,
mighty,
Lord,
name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
in the,
Jesus,
name of Jesus. Glory,
thank,
to God.
Lord,
we come,
you,
against,
Jesus,
every plan of the adversary,
yes,
who is,
Lord,
going,
Jesus,
to try to send someone their way, in the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of Jesus. May his plan come to naught in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense,
yes,
Lord, to,
Lord,
pray that prayer for someone that is listening. Someone, hallelujah,
yes,
far or near,
yes,
I pray,
you,
that your wisdom will be with them concerning,
yes,
a mate.
Lord,
I pray that,
yes, Lord,
they will not fall into the trap of the enemy who has,
yes,
someone,
Lord,
he would send their way. I pray that they would discern,
yes,
the truth, and that they may know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thunder, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory
thank
to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord
every
Jesus.
Whit right now in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Raise
thank
the people
you,
up for your glory.
Yes,
thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I remember,
Lord.
And I don't know whoever's listening, whoever this may be for, I wanted to give that testimony about how that Satan, you know, the Lord told us in the Word to marry one that is in the Lord. He told the Christian to not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Okay.
Amen.
And we're told to marry other believers. Okay. And, you know, that command that God given was with a purpose, because the Lord doesn't
Amen.
Give a command in vain. And
Amen.
Perhaps some of you who are listening, maybe you didn't heed the instruction and you're suffering. And what I say to you is just repent. Some of you that are listening, perhaps you desire a mate. Remember the word of God. The word of God said to marry one in the Lord. And my
Amen.
Testimony is that a few months, I don't know, 2 or 3 months before I got married, my first encounter, you know, I had always heard it, sister, that, you know, not only God has someone for you, but also the devil. I've heard that for years. But
mm-hmm.
my first encounter happened a few months before I got married. And people, I don't know who I'm testifying this for, but someone needs to hear this. I had the devil came to me in a dream. And I didn't know it was him until the dream was over. I mean, at the end of the dream, I put it that way. And one thing about our adversary, he's very cunning. And he will use people in the dreams that you think is actually the person, but you find out later on was him. And I remember in the dream, it was me and Brother Lee. And we was in the dream walking and talking together. At least I thought it was Brother Lee. I put it that way. So we're walking and talking in the dream. I don't remember all we talked about, but I remember certain things. And one of the things that he mentioned to me in the dream was a zip code. And so as he told me the zip code, we just kept walking along and talking. And I remember we got so far, and in the dream, it's like Brother Lee turned to me, and I want y'all to understand, I found out later on this was not really Brother Lee. This was a demon disguised as Brother Lee. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the whole time I'm talking to Brother Lee, but I wasn't. I
mm-hmm.
thought I was, but I didn't find out to the end of the dream. And I remember mm-hmm. we got to the end of the dream, and it's like Brother Lee's voice changed, got heavy. And he asked me a question in that dream. And I still remember that question to this day. He said, why didn't you marry that unborn again Christian? And he called me a scavenger.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it in such a heavy voice. I mean, to be honest with you, y'all, to all you that's listening, when he said it in a heavy voice, it scared me so bad when I come up out of the dream, my heart was just racing. I was just sitting up
mm-hmm.
on the couch. Well, it was just racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the zip code, and I remember I had wrote it down. And at that time, one of our brothers in the Lord was living, named Brother Howard Layden Floyd. And I remember we was at an assembly in Rockford. And we got to talking, and I started to share with him about the dream. And he told me, he said, and I told him the number, and he actually went and looked it up. And I think the zip code was to Springfield, Illinois. Now, who was in Springfield, Illinois? I do not know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know to this very day. Mm-hmm. But I found out that Satan had someone for me. Okay. And when the devil has someone for you, people, please hear this. It ain't going to turn out good at all. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not going to turn out good at all. Okay. And you have to be very careful because our adversary, you know, he's very cunning. And see, throughout that dream, he had me thinking that this was Brother Lee that I was talking to. The whole dream, we was walking and talking together. I'm thinking I'm looking at Brother Lee. Okay. I'm thinking Brother and he was using the same type of Brother Lee voice tone. But when we got to the end, that's what you need to understand. Satan is a deceiver, but he can't hide his true nature for long. Okay? He can't hide it for long. He deceives, but he can't hold it for long. His true nature has to come out. Okay? And it came out. And it came out in the end of the dream.
Wow.
So I say that testimony to you all, and I, you know, even years after I had the dream, the Lord had dealt with me and, you know, reiterated to me that the enemy had someone for you. And I just started praising God and thanking God for not letting me fall into that trap. I really started thanking God when that second time. I had been married for a few years then, and I had got along with the Lord, and all of a sudden God just dealt with me about that again. And I was just thanking God because there are people out there who have fallen into that trap and who is catching it left and right. And some of you listening, maybe, you know, it's you. Now I'm going to tell you this, the Lord can deliver. Okay. He can deliver.
Yeah.
He can deliver. All is not lost. I know some of you feel like, and maybe this thing has been revealed to you that, and I don't know why I'm speaking it this way. I really don't. But maybe it's been revealed to you that, hey, you know, this person was not of the Lord. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, they're taking you through some ways and some things and doing some things, you know, especially is not of God. And so we have to be very careful too, to not being blinded to our own motives and our own ways. Okay. Because Satan will actually also work that way to bring someone into your life who is not of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Shalom.
So, amen. So
yeah.
I wanted to give that testimony to whoever may be listening or need to hear that, you know, the Lord says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. And it's very important that we follow the word of God. And the Lord tells us to marry someone else, another in the Lord. And he made that clear, okay, in the Lord. And if you're not watchful of your own selfish motives and be blinded by it, then Satan will send someone your way. And like I said, I found out afterwards, after the devil came to me in that dream a few months before I got married, and he expressed to me how mad he was at me that he had someone and I didn't marry him. Okay. And the Lord let me know a few years later again how Satan had someone for me. I just started thanking the Lord and praising the Lord that I didn't go that route. Okay. So that's very important. And it's very important that we understand that when we get married, it ain't all about just cooking chicken and we going to work and coming back home. But we have a ministry together. Husband and wife have a ministry together. And if you marry someone who's not of the Lord, that can be a big hindrance to the ministry that God has called you into. because the enemy is going to use that person, okay, to do everything to try to hinder you moving in the ministry, okay? So I wanted to give that word, give that testimony. I didn't plan to say this, but perhaps to someone who's listening, whether you are far or near, you needed to hear that, but be very watchful. God bless. God bless you, brother.
Hey, I look out the window. We got a little snow again out here today. It was, and I went out today. The sun was shining, and it was up pretty nice. And I get back in the house here. I look out there. I got snow on the ground.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
So I want to bless you all. Could I ship a little, just a little bit down there? I don't want nobody.
Well, brother, we appreciate it, but we're gonna let you have it all. You know, we're glad you're thinking about us. You know, we're pretty much glad you're thinking about us. You know.
Okay. I mean, I just don't want to be selfish. You know, I don't.
Well,
you know.
By no means, no means are you being selfish at all. In fact, you know, we appreciate the gesture. But, brother, we think we're going to let you have it all. In fact, we want to return the love back to you.
Okay. I just don't keep it for myself then. Okay. All right. I mean, it just don't. You know, you have to learn. The Lord taught me a valuable lesson one thing. I couldn't receive. The Bible said, give and it shall be given you. But when it's given to you, you have to be humble enough to receive it. And I remember years ago, it was very difficult for me to receive anything about it. And so I was taking this person. They was break down in their car, and I will be on it. And I took them back to try to get their car started, and I was taking them back. And by running, my car was on empty. And you ask the Lord to keep your car running with gas on it. And so this person offered me some money. You know, for my gas. Oh, no, I can't take nothing from nobody. And so I didn't realize that was sort of a pride thing that I couldn't take anything, but I could give, but I couldn't receive. See, God can open the door for us to receive, but sometimes our pride will prevent us from receiving because I answer to prayer. Because often he will answer prayer, our needs, but it may not come the way we think. And we expect it. And so, well, I know, that's okay. But God be trying to bless us many times and return to us. For us blessing others, and sometimes we just refuse to receive. Okay, so good. Now, I hope you all thinking about that. If it keep on snowing, that I'm going to ship you all FedEx down, if that's possible. They take a rush order, and everybody will be comfortable. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to see that snow on the ground. Just a little snow, but I'm so glad to see it. I'm rejoicing in it. I mean, you're not going to okay. But I'm, like I said, I'm a cold weather person. Even though I was raised and born in the deep south, in the part that you all live, Mississippi. And but I've always really enjoyed, when I was in the military and I was in a hospital in Denver, outside of Denver, Colorado, to Pittsburgh General Hospital, they used to take us in the mountain. I always like mountains, oceans, and water. Seas, I just love that. Snow-capped mountains and all of that. I just enjoy that. And the Red Cross would take us up to the mountain in the buses and things when I was in the Army hospital. I just love that. You know, there's things that we love in life. And, and you know, God wants us to, God give us something that makes us happy in this life. Give us things that in the earth that makes us, you know, joyful. And he wants us to have a joyful life. So I know we think God wants us to have all looking mean and religious faces all the time, but he wants to have some joyful good times in the earth. He don't want us to go through life, you know, like all the people of the world can enjoy the things of this life, and then the saints, this earth belongs to us, and we can't have joy in the earth. Now, I don't think that's what God wants us to do. So let us have joy in the things that God has given us to enjoy. I enjoy mountains and waters and lakes and snow peaks. Mm-hmm. I just love that.
Wow.
So enjoy life. Do you think God wants you to enjoy life?
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking a little bit when you were talking about marriage and relationship, and what you were saying is so true. And we and Brother talk about that a lot, Brother Clark and I, and we just talk about relationship and marriage and how a decision, making an unwise decision, can affect your destiny in your life in Christ. And it also, I remember Brother Terrell says, David Terrell, remember evangelist, he was telling the story about when he got married, his first wife, and they was pushing him to get married in the church. You know, you get saved, you got to get married. Hurry up, get married. Hurry up, get married. You might sing. Hurry up, hurry up. So they was pushing Brother David Terrell to get married, so he got married. And his wife was not what we call suitable to his way of life, as being a dedicated, committed man to Christ. He'd be away fasting and seeking. And so that didn't make for the normal American home life that she was expecting. So all mates are not made for everyone. Every woman is not made for everyone. Every wife and husband are not made for one another. And that's difficult. Yeah. Well, that's what I want. Well, God said, get what you want. Don't come crying back to me. So we know a lot of people have made decisions that were not good for them.
Yeah.
It was not the best for them.
It is.
It was not suitable for the ministry that he had.
Mm-hmm.
We can all say that because we know that many people have made decisions based on their selfish desires rather than what was the will of God. We know that happened. That happened a lot.
Amen. Amen.
It happened to great people and mighty people, even in people in ministry in Christ. They sometimes make unwise decisions that affect their ministry in Christ. So that's a big upset. It happens a lot of times. But we learn, we don't learn. So we hear the wisdom of saying, careful, especially the Christian children, the Christian people, the Christian, the believers, they have to be very wise, consume whom they will choose, because it's going to affect their life and their decision and their ministry and the call of God.
Amen.
Now, Brother Terrell said his wife couldn't put up with that, and she told him he's going to have to choose between Jesus and her.
Wow.
So Brother Terrell said, and his wife told him, well, you go and pray about it. So Brother Terrell said, I don't have to pray. I can tell you right now. You know, Brother Taylor, he makes you laugh a lot of times. You listen to a lot of this stuff. It's very serious, but it's very hilarious. You know, he said, his wife told him, well, you go pray because it's going to be between you and that you, Jesus. You're all gone all the time. You're fasting all the time. You're in inclusion all the time. You're awake. So you got to make a choice here. So he says, his wife told him, well, you go and pray about it. And Brother Taylor says, I don't have to pray. I can tell you right now what my decision is. So,
amen.
So we find young people making, and even older people making decisions that are not always the best decision, especially when you're talking about covenant Christian. So that's important wisdom that you're passing along, brother, that's needed, especially in the Western culture.
Amen.
And so you have to be very wise and careful. I learned a valuable lesson from Brother Dre, which I'm not going to talk about. what the angel came and told him one time, the angel messenger came to Brother Dre and asked him a question. Because Brother Dre was having a little difficult time in a relation. It happened to be a wife. And the messenger came and made an off-the-cuff suggested or a question to him. And I don't know if you all know what the question that the messenger asked. It's not in the message. It was personal advice.
No.
Personal, doing his personal relationship. It was kind of funny. But anyway, the Lord God did mean for the people in Christ and a part of him in his planning for our lives that when they marry or when they desire a mate and make a choice, and we have examples in the scripture where Abraham made some choices that was not the best. And, of course, mm-hmm. King Solomon, he made some terrible decisions about relationships. So,
yeah.
And many of those in the Old Testament did not please God in some of the marital decisions they made. So
yeah.
God was not happy with some of the choices they made, so they had to suffer the consequences. Now, because people in the Western world now do not esteem marriage at the highest esteem, they treat marriage lightly. It's not sacred.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Whether we know it or not, the second most important covenant that mankind can have in the earth is the marriage covenant.
Amen.
Of course, the first important is your personal covenant with mm-hmm. the living God. But the second
Amen.
Covenant that he esteems higher than any other covenant is the marriage covenant.
Amen.
Why does he esteem? Because he ordained marriage, and he ordained mm-hmm. marriage so that they could have a family, because God loves
Amen.
The family.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
He has a family in heaven, and he want to have a family in the earth. Now, what
Amen.
Do you mean by your family? And I passed this along lately. Why do you need to hug your children, your wives, appreciate your family, your grandchildren? Because God loves the family setting.
Amen.
And he talks about his desire for a family and
mm-hmm.
your family and
Amen.
How he had planned the family in the beginning when he created man. He had his view about his children and a plan of dealing with them from a family structure, from the husband and
mm-hmm.
wife. Now, he didn't plan
mm-hmm.
He didn't plan so much for this boyfriend, girlfriend stuff that's in the Western world. Or I'm married,
mm-hmm.
we're already married, we don't need to do any marriage. He never planned that kind of backward stuff.
Mm-mm.
He never planned that. But I want to say to you this night, your family is very important to God.
Amen.
For that reason, our family should be very important in our dealing in life. So,
Amen.
I learned, take time. I keep
mm-hmm.
telling you, enjoy your family. That makes Jesus happy.
Amen.
Anybody get that?
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord loves to look upon your family setting because he had planned
mm-hmm.
the unity of children and wives as a part of his eternal plan. Because
mm-hmm.
when you get to heaven or to eternity in paradise, you will see all of your relatives in the earth that happen to make heaven their home. And when you enter into the paradise gate, your family members are going to be waiting there for you to welcome you into the heavenly family, which is a big family, a big family.
Amen.
A large family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you understand? Now, there'll be no marriage in heaven, no giving in marriage to marry, of course, because then people will be having children. No need to have sex, because that would be over with. Now, the reason God gave us man and woman so it could produce, one of the reasons he gave us to produce offspring.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, the reason the devil can't fix it, two men can't produce no offspring. Two women can't produce
Amen. Them. Amen.
I don't care how many operations they have.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender, transsexual, and all that junk.
Uh-huh.
Change the one.
Amen.
the nature of things is God created a perfect order when he created male, female, man, and woman, and he put them together as wife because he wanted a family. And later on when they sinned, they could produce a family.
Yeah.
But they could not have children as long as they were in a perfect state.
Amen, that's right.
As long as they were in paradise in a perfect state, they could not produce or have children because there was no sin.
Amen.
After the fall,
because
God knew what happened, he had planned, he wanted to have children. He said, multiply. Now, as long as they was in paradise, in a perfect state, they could not multiply.
Amen.
He said, he gave Adam from the beginning, he said, subdue, rule, dominion, and multiply. As long as they was in a perfect state, in paradise, they had no knowledge of sex, or any of that knowledge, because they were in a perfect state, they had no need. When you're in a perfect state, you have no need.
Amen.
Because why? He becomes all in all. When you're in a perfect state of heaven, he is all in all.
Amen.
So when the fallen state, he made them to multiply so he could have a family, an offspring.
Amen.
So look at your children and say, God planned for me to enjoy my family.
And they
intended for them to join you in heaven.
Yes.
That's his perfect desire. He gave us an example in the Old Testament. Now listen. He talks about the offspring, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their children and their children's children, and the next generation that he wants to produce. He wants us to produce an offspring of ministers and business people and sociologists and astronomers and sociologists and physicists. Your children have things in them that the Lord wants to achieve in the earth. So bring it out. Produce it.
Amen.
Don't overlook your children like you're being super spiritual when you don't take time for your family. That's not super spiritual.
Amen.
I had to learn that the hard way. That's not super spiritual. That's lack of understanding. The value of why God wants family, your wife and your husband. Now, in the earth now, as we go, we see, because sin is overtaking America, they think they can have babies and babies and babies outside of the covenant of marriage, and that it's a normal situation, and Satan is making havoc with this situation because the children are born on a sinful thing that God did not intend. It's called a curse to come upon them because they are not under a marriage covenant, but the Lord loves those children and those seed, and he wants. That's why when you get children, it is important to do like Jesus did. And as soon as they're born or before they're born, bless your children.
Amen. Amen.
And declare blessings while they're in their womb. If they are Christians in their home, if it's a Christian relationship, you bless the child in the womb. Why is it important to bless the child while he's in the womb?
Amen.
Why is the blessing at the child as soon as they get here to produce a blessing from the Lord upon that life?
Amen.
Because you committed and submitted and offered to the living God.
Amen.
Because he has a divine purpose. If you don't give him purpose, the devil sure enough will.
So I'm just
encouraging you, when you make mistakes, you share with people that, well, you don't want to make that mistake. Because learning is very important. So therefore, enjoy your family. Okay?
Amen.
Maybe they're not enjoyable, but you still got to enjoy them because you brought them here. Well, could I send them back? No, you can't send them back. No. I'm sorry. They're here now. You can't send them back where they came from. No, sorry about that.
Amen.
No. I know that sometimes it makes you feel like you ought to send them back where they came from. No, where they came from. Where you come from, boy? No, I came from you. You know, get mad at it, get mad at yourself. Oh my God.
So true.
We got enough. We have to, you know, in America, we got a lot of runaway dads.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So true.
And that is causing all kind of problems. Children without fathers.
Amen.
That is one of the most difficult times in the structure of a nation, growing up children without what God intended, a father.
Amen.
Why is that? It's what Satan wants.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Satan wants children to not have a father over their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the devil want that? Why does the devil want your children born outside of the marriage covenant?
So he can have them. Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't understand this in the spiritual realm. That's why a lot of people in America, Western culture, they don't have babies outside. They say, well, we're already married. We, that's my girl. That's my boy. We all in love and all that kind of stuff. And but we do not understand the long-range ramification outside of God intended marriage covenant. And why he set up marriage on a covenant before God and before man. Now, remember, the marriage covenant is before man and before God. Now, we forget about before God, but it is a marriage is a covenant because God ordained it. With purpose. And with purpose.
With divine purpose.
So, listen now. You go and bless your children and your grandchildren. And let me tell you something that you may not like and be offended. Take them to a ball game. I know. The super giant Christian said that's sin. There's a lot of things we don't understand, and the traditions of men have made everything a sin.
That's right.
But as we get closer to Jesus, we get to understand about a lot of things that we thought we knew.
Amen.
Take your children to a dinner and say, I just want to know what to you, I'm going to take you out to your dinner.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Well, may the Lord permit us to meet together tomorrow night. I love your neighbor. For mankind, we're loving our neighbor. Let's love our children, our grandchildren, our husbands. Give your husband, your mean husband, a big kiss, or your mean wife a big kiss. Okay, I know.
I know.
She might slap me. Okay. All right. But make Jesus smile. Why don't we learn to make Jesus smile? Tomorrow night, hope that the Lord will be with us and we'll meet together. And love mankind and love your neighbor as yourself. Love you guys.
Amen.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And as my brother said, tomorrow night, we'll be back at 7 p.m. with another Love Thy Neighbor broadcast. So once again, we love y'all. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. God bless.